For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge. If the past 2 years have taught South Carolinians anything, it's that disasters are never out of the question, especially during hurricane season. County officials across the state have placed emphasis throughout 2017's hurricane season on preparing the public for weather-related emergencies. But they also acknowledge that some communities can be more vulnerable than others. On September 18th, Richland County officials gathered with local seniors at the Garners Ferry Adult Activity Center to share safety procedures and preparation tips for seniors facing floods. Instructors included Ben Marisites, an emergency planner for Richland County's Emergency Services Department, and EMS Public Information Officer Captain Winta Adams. They said that the county had a responsibility to prepare vulnerable residents for emergency situations.
Hazard events typically tend to impact the elderly the most, so it's very important to be able to outreach to those people to let them know their hazards and their risks so they can overcome those challenges when they come.
I think one of the main concerns, too, for our elderly population is communication. And we know that there's a lot of the seniors that don't use cell phones. They might not have cable, and so they might not be able to get the information that they need in a timely manner. So we wanted to encourage that as well, to make sure they're prepared communication-wise if another flood disaster happens.
Another instructor was fellow emergency planner Sharon Long. In addition to her public work, Long serves as pastor for two local congregations, Mill Creek and McLeod United Methodist Churches. Long says she considers her public work to be intimately connected to her pastoral calling.
Well, being a pastor, I care for my flock, and my churches are mostly older folks too, and so it's important to have them prepared for life and death, but it's also important for our communities to be prepared. And both of my churches see this as an extension of my ministry through the church, because they're all willing to pitch in and help when we need something throughout the county. So it's just an extension of my pastoral ministry.
The Richland County seniors who showed up to participate in the event were older residents who, just like some of Long's congregation, wanted to ready themselves in case another 1,000-year flood event should occur. One participant, Juanita Gregory, said that while she wasn't negatively affected by the 2015 flood, it did motivate her to look towards the future. Here's Juanita.
We were blessed where I live, but it was very, very frightening to me to just look out my window and see this rain coming down. It was really, really scary. So I didn't know at what point I would have to move, but I just wanted to get more information on how careful you should be when it's flooding, or even tornadoes, a flood, or anything like that. And in a place where you're really, really looking at people and watching them give you this information, then it kind of sticks with you more.
Winta Adams had some advice for seniors who, unlike Juanita Gregory, were unable to attend.
They need to have a plan outlined from the start and not wait until the disaster happens. They need to make sure that plan is ready, and they include anybody in on it that needs to be a part of that plan. You know, just make sure they're thoroughly prepared and ready for a disaster.
The coordinators of the event also emphasize that although hurricane season began back in June, it's not over until November 30th. So it's important to remain cautious, even while optimistic. Find more on this story at our website, southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge.